Welcome to Gothamized, episode 5, the completely unofficial podcast where we celebrate all things Batman and take you through the new series Gotham, eventually.
I'm Batman.
I'm a squirrel.
You're a squirrel? Okay. You're not even Squirrel Man, you're just a squirrel.
I'm a chirp.
What?
That was trying to make a noise, like a car.
Chirp?
Chirp. Cheap, 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 cheap.
No, that's a cheap, cheap. That's a different type of animal altogether. You found a squirrel?
Yes. I rescued a squirrel recently.
Well.
So I've got squirrels on the brain.
Well, let's be more specific. And your cat rescued a squirrel.
Yeah, my cat rescued a squirrel, brought it in.
Is a hero.
And by the way, people would be thinking, oh, he's joking. He meant that, you know, the cat hunted a squirrel. No, literally, the cat brought him in completely unharmed. And gave him to us.
He was holding the squirrel in his arms.
And then sat on his back legs and said, you fucking sort it out.
And then he just left.
Yeah, he did. He just left. He was just like, here you go, put it on the ground.
You realize who your cat is, right?
He's a caring member of society.
He's Batman. Your cat is Batman.
He is a black cat.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, man.
What am I then? Alfred?
Yeah, basically.
And the squirrel is what? Robin?
Yes. Oh my God, can you imagine if at night your cat and your
Dick
squirrel
Grayson
just running
as
around?
The squirrel.
Oh, man. You nickname your squirrel Squirrely, though.
Squirrely. Yeah, no, because we're going to take him to a sanctuary. We didn't want to give him a proper name. So we called him Squirrely.
And you're doing that today, so this is probably the last we'll talk about Squirrely.
Yeah.
So I would like to dedicate this episode of Gothamized to Squirrely.
There are better things to dedicate this episode to.
No.
Like Justice.
Oh.
The Knight.
Holy shit, you took it serious.
Batarang.
You took it to a dark place. I appreciate that.
Harvey Dent.
Can we trust him? 16 days to go, Jamie.
God damn, for fuck's sake.
32 hours.
We've done 5 of these.
8 seconds. No, I'm joking.
This is the 5th one. We're doing 5 of these so far. And the thing isn't even out yet.
I know. But 16 days to go.
But we still have some news, which is good.
Yeah.
So people can get on the hype train.
On the hype train. That hype train is, you know, been around for a while.
No,
people
but
have been
there
hyped
have been,
up a lot for this.
But do you not feel we're... Apart from the dribs and drabs from the Superman-Batman film, don't you feel we're in a bit of a lull? Because the thing is that when that film comes out, how many years is it between, you know, Dark Knight Rises and...
Dark Knight Rises? Holy shit. Yeah. I don't know. 5 years at least.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's a fair gap, you know. Considering, like, all those films did well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, we've had, like... The games. We've had some animated films, and we're gonna have Gotham.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They've done
and
well enough.
I believe, of course, the next game will come out before the next film.
Yeah, it will.
Which is interesting.
Every film come out before Half-Life 3 will come out before the second film.
No, it just freaking won't. Half-Life 3 will never come out.
Fair enough. This should really. Sort that out at some point. I mean, even if we don't need it.
No, you can't.
Just do it.
You can't do it.
Why?
There's literally... It's like Duke Nukem. It's like the hype is...
They've done it.
Yeah, and it was awful. But it wouldn't matter even if it was good, because the thing is the expectation is so enormous.
Yeah.
And the time... It's been so much time that you'll never live up to the expectation. And the weird thing is that people have modified... 1 and 2 so much that they're indistinguishable what they originally
Fair
were.
Enough, yeah.
So anyway.
They can never live up
I'm
to
more
that.
Looking forward to something like the next Fallout game.
Fallout again. Fallout 4? Is it 4? 5?
It depends how you define
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
Because
is there like subtitled ones? Fallout.
Yeah, New Vegas.
A Dame to Kill For.
No, yeah, that'd be great. No, we had New Vegas, and I don't know if you consider that a number. Or not, so...
Let's just continue.
Because some franchises are a bit weird about their numbers. Like, they'll have side projects and then they'll call their next one the next number. And It just gets weird.
It's like, is this canon or not? It's like,
yes. Yeah, is it? Yeah.
Silent Hill, Toilet
Train,
or whatever.
It definitely is canon, but it's in a completely different location. Exactly, like, each Fallout game is in a different location in America. I'd love it if they did it in a completely different country. That'd be fantastic.
Like that game, Duke Caribbean, Lives of Beach.
Okay.
That's an actual game. Duke Nukem game.
Yeah.
It's probably not canon, though.
Yeah.
Let's go straight to the pre-Gotham news.
Yeah.
In our first segment.
Except you're going to say that stupid sentence.
Previously on Gotham.
Yes. Which makes no sense.
We're going to be hearing it a lot.
Oh, dear.
Netflix.
Yes.
Own the world.
No, they don't.
Not really.
They've actually
certain
got
certain little things.
No, they've got some good competition coming up from Amazon.
Yeah,
and Hulu. Actually, Hulu is really big in America. Oh, and actually, if I was an American, I probably would have picked Hulu.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Hulu Plus.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
I don't know either one.
Which I don't know all the features, but yeah.
Well, Netflix wanted to get in on the Gotham action.
Oh, right.
Because they see, you know, Fox have got it and fucking... They want to get it
and
on
And Fox
it.
Don't really have an instant... At least they don't have here in the UK an instant video service.
Sure. I mean, Netflix are not going to be able to, like, air it live.
Obviously. No. But they'll have it. They'll have it probably after each season ends.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
They'll have the season or something.
Well, basically, they're going to pay $1.7 million.
Wow. Per episode. Yeah.
Before the show even airs.
Wow.
Yeah. And
That's an investment.
That's crazy. And
yeah, but what
if
must
it
be
sucks.
No. The first episode must be done, if you know what I mean. Because they probably complete at least 5 to 10 episodes before the first episode even airs.
I'm sure they
Maybe Fox had a look at one of them and said, fucking yeah, put some money down on it. It looks really good.
It's not like a sitcom where they can just do one every week. Or,
yeah. You know, like, yeah. And if you invest for one episode, you've got to do the season. So.
Yeah, but after the show airs, it'll appear on Netflix.
Lovely,
which is good. But can you imagine how many episodes is in that season? I don't even know.
I don't know.
But that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's more money than you and
it's
I.
It's weird
have
actually because if
put
you
together,
if you look at Breaking Bad as an example, the first season doesn't have many episodes in it, but the second has like double.
Oh, yeah,
the number of episodes. So season America doesn't. Like adhere to strict rules about how long a season should be necessarily, whereas I think other countries they try to stick to more concrete rules about how long a season is. Because you could say a season is a year. A lot of shows do say that. The ones that go on for a long time, they say a season is a year. But if you're making like I don't know, an episode a week, you know, then that's a lot of episodes, you know. But if you're making one once a month, then, you know, that's a reasonable amount.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, the seasons are like 13 episodes, but I guess that's more like mini-series.
Mm.
It's not like actual proper series.
Yeah.
Like 24. Just 24 episodes.
Obviously. Yeah, that makes a bit more sense.
Yeah. What else had loads of episodes? Lost had shit tons. Like the
did
first,
it? I don't know.
Oh well,
I've,
early on, like
I watched the first season, then never again.
Yeah, no, you should have gone on because it gets better and better.
No, but then it gets worse and worse.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
But there's a lot of series that people have been like, "Oh, you have to watch." I watched the first season of them. I always give them a chance, but then after, if by the end of the first season it hasn't captivated me, I don't carry on because I'm like, "What's the point in wasting your time?"
I know,
when it does get good.
Sure,
you know, Breaking Bad's first season is ace.
Yeah,
it's just fantastic.
I know,
and
but
like Broadwalk Empire, watched the first season, didn't get me. Watched Game of Thrones first season, didn't get me.
Yeah.
Like, watched X-Files first season, fucking grabbed me by the ball.
I do like the first season, yeah. It's good.
But it, like, it introduces stuff really quickly and the pace of it is done. I really like it anyway.
I don't know. I think with series, some of them
Babylon
need
5,
time.
First season, oh, it's amazing.
Some of them need time to, like, learn from their mistakes as well. Like,
But this, what I'm saying is there's so much good stuff.
Sure.
TV-wise. American or international, right? That I'm not going to waste my time trying to get into something. Yeah, yeah. And also, I don't really have the whole, oh, I must talk about it, and therefore, because everyone's watching it, I have to fucking watch
obviously,
it.
Yeah.
I prefer to wait until a season's over anyway, and then kind of go through it and enjoy it at a leisurely pace.
Well, you won't be able to with Gotham. You'll have to watch
it. No, but like Breaking Bad, I mean, people raved about it when it came out, and I didn't watch it. When it was
no,
out.
Me too.
But now I'm going through it. And I'm really enjoying it, but I'm also enjoying it because people aren't fucking in my ear all the time.
Exactly.
Going,
yeah.
Oh yeah. This about this bit and this bit, and I just say to them, "I'm only on season two," and then they're just like, "Oh, okay." I won't talk about what happens next.
That's the joy of going back to them like 4 years later and being like, "Oh, episode 5 of Breaking Bad was great." Yeah. It's just like I've moved on, dude.
No, I know, but I'll be like, yeah, you did, and now I'm watching it, and now no one's ruined it.
It's like when I watched Lost, like the whole of Lost, like, you know, 8 years later. It's just like, yeah, since then, like, the world's moved on to, like, Fringe and other things. But yeah, no, from season two, Lost just gets, like, way better. But the point of talking about Lost was that the first season is, like, 24 episodes, and it feels fucking long because it's awful, in my opinion. But, like, season 3 is only, like, 13 or 14 episodes, and it's really good. So it's just, like, they learn from their mistake that, okay, first season, way too long, since we have no story. Third season's actually interesting. Let's keep it nice and punchy. So, I don't know, let's hope that Gotham does that as well. Then again, it's Batman. I want to see a lot of Batman.
Yeah.
So I don't mind if it's good, if it keeps going. So we'll see.
I'd like to know the budget for each episode. Like the budget that they... Yeah.
I'm sure it's not 1.7 million per episode. It can't be. Well,
it depends what they do.
I guess.
If they go all action out, which would be great.
Yeah.
But I mean, is Netflix just essentially paying for the production of this fucking thing?
Basically.
Wow.
They're just going to make the money back thanks to Netflix.
I guess in certain markets, it might be that's the only way you can watch it.
Yeah.
And so Netflix feel like actually we're in some markets, we're buying an exclusive.
Yeah. But it's not like they just threw money at it. Like they obviously
Netflix has got money to throw at stuff.
Sure.
Like if I'm absolutely 100% sure that if Netflix would pay double, triple, probably quadruple that for every episode of Game of Thrones if they could.
But they must have watched, like, if they're going to put this much money in, they must have been like, we have to see the first few episodes or maybe all the episodes.
I think
first.
They probably saw, like, at least one and thought this is good. But then again, as I said, the brand at the moment of Batman is powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's really powerful.
It's back in vogue.
Yeah, but it's something to get onto the wagon for certain companies.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, everyone kind of, I mean, though not everyone liked Bane, I get that, but people still have quite positive memories around Batman and the Nolan films. And to be honest, that's what's driving the hype for the next Batman film. Because if you didn't have those films, right, and we were still in this massive lull of like a gap between the fucking stupid Batman and Robin film, and imagine like, we had none of the Nolan films.
It's weird.
And they just said, oh yeah, Ben Affleck, and we're going to have Wonder Woman, and we're going to go have another person, and
Aquaman.
Probably too many enemies, and oh, Superman's bad or he's good, we don't know. And people will be like, yeah, we don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan is the one to thank for the hype of this film that's coming up.
True.
Which, by the way, I don't know why they've waited so long. Doesn't make any sense why they waited so long for someone else to pick it up. Because Nolan was very, I'm not doing another one. You know, I'm just doing these and I'm happy to do them. I'm not going to introduce anyone else.
Yeah.
This is it. You know, and, after the third one, he was like, that's it. I'm sure people were like, do another one. Please do another one.
Oh, yeah, they must have been,
But after they were like, okay, we've got to give up on Nolan. He's doing other things now.
Yeah.
Which is great. And I really want to see his next film.
It's Interstellar, isn't it? Yeah.
And it's coming up.
It's about there's no wheat on Earth. We have to find wheat in space.
It looks like a good sci-fi to me. It looks like
it looks good,
and it's got him and it's got Matthew McConaughey, who I love now.
I'm just worried that the story is just a little slight. It's just like we have to send a farmer in space because wheat.
No, come on, you've got to know that Nolan's very particular about trailers. He doesn't give away everything in his trailers, and he's been very good at at least all the team behind him
have,
in marketing, have been very good at making sure not to give away too much.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm hoping that's the case here.
Me too.
I'll give it a bit of leeway. We're going to watch it anyway. So
we will, yeah. It's weird how they didn't even attempt, like, after Batman and Robin to do anything Batman-related. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I guess there was, like, animated films. Was there? Yeah, there was.
Yeah,
but
one, I think, yeah.
But nothing, like, major.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just kind of... That brand, that whole brand kind of died.
Yeah.
Except in the comics. The comics kept going.
Of course, of course. Always.
Yeah.
Always. It's always there.
But, yeah, it's really until Batman Begins that people are like, finally.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, it's good that it's back in vogue. It's good for us.
Yeah.
There's been a picture that was released from Gotham,
mm-hmm.
to end the Gotham news, which was a picture of a slaughterhouse. It was on the Gotham Facebook thing.
Interesting.
And they said, whose lair could this be? They didn't answer the question, but it got people like thinking, it's like, who the fuck has a slaughterhouse? So,
That is interesting.
It is interesting. The only person I could think of, the only Batman villain I thought of, was Professor Pig. Could have a slaughterhouse.
Wow, God.
Literally because his name's Pig.
Yeah, I know.
Although it's with a Y, but...
Yeah. I don't know many famous ones that had a slaughterhouse.
No, I can't... And, I mean, it's good there's a slaughterhouse, because that's pretty... That's a dark setting.
Yeah, that's fine.
So they might want to, like, go down kind of a gory route.
You say that,
there,
but guess what other films a slaughterhouse is in?
What?
Rocky.
Is it a slaughterhouse? Or isn't
it
just like a big...
It's the freezer.
Yeah.
He's just punching meat. You know?
What's that called, though? Like a...
Like, meat bag.
Not a meat bag. It's like a meat warehouse or something. I don't know.
No. There's a name for it. It's part of a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
It's just the freezer of the slaughterhouse. Right. Yeah.
No, this picture was like literally... I think there is a pig as well. It's got to be Professor Pig.
Okay.
It's kind of a
Professor
weird...
Professor Pig.
I know.
So stupid.
It's hard not to say it without fucking...
It's like
sniggery.
The acronym PP.
PP, yeah, that is his acronym. Oh, man. But, I mean, Professor Pig, I don't know much about the character. I just know there's, like, there's a circus involved, and he's a bit creepy because he wears, like, a pig mask. But then I was looking on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And there's... Do you know about the Dollartrons?
No, what's that?
Well, let me tell you. The Dollartrons are Professor Pig's army of robotic, mind-controlled people.
Ah, this sounds like Mad Hatter type stuff.
It does. Yeah. Although they're already robotic, so I'm a bit like, why do you need to mind-control them? Can't you just program them?
Are they androids?
That's
what
I don't understand.
Cyborgs?
Well,
whatever the term is for human-brained robots.
Well, let's see. They wear doll-like dresses...
Okay.
And have doll masks.
This is getting weird.
It is. And have doll masks permanently attached to their original faces.
Ooh.
The masks cannot be removed surgically.
Okay.
Which is very strange.
Is this is sounding like that Antonio Banderas.
What? Oh, the skin I live in.
Yes, yeah,
I know. Except that was someone's dick was removed.
No, I
spoilers.
No, the face.
I know, like, the face changes as well.
Or Ghost in the Shell 2, they've got loads of weird mind controlled dolls.
Oh yeah,
dolls.
It's true. It opens with that creepy doll and like the creepy robot lady.
They go into this house in Ghost in the Shell 2 and it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Really,
where they show you the alternative.
Yeah.
Like, different things happen.
It's weird. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
You have to kind of watch that and just be like, I still don't understand what this is done.
That's a mind fuck. I need to rewatch it. I was maybe too young when I saw it, so I was just like, this is great, but I need to rewatch this.
Yeah,
like, as I'm watching it. The mask can already be removed surgically. The process of creating them is not described in detail, but it is implied it involves brain surgery, genital mutilation, so you were right.
Okay.
And mind-altering drugs.
Great. It's Antichrist.
I know. So Professor Pig is already sounding way creepier than you already did.
Oh, on the Lars von Trier news.
What? There's new segment? I don't know.
Well, he's doing a director's cut, isn't he, of Nymphomania.
Oh, is he? I need to see the fucking...
Part one.
Normal. What was the first cut?
The normal one. What?
What? That wasn't his cut?
No. I don't know why. Like,
did they just blur out every... genital.
I don't know, but basically they put out a trailer for the new one. They put an X-rated trailer.
Well, the trailer I saw was already pretty fucking X-rated.
Yeah, I know. So, no, they put out a trailer for the
now with more blowjobs. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw the trailer. I won't see the film.
Well, I refuse to see it at the cinema with other people.
I know. Well, there's that. Yeah, so I have to wait anyway. So until there's another legitimate means in order to watch it and not feel like I'm just watching porn. For fuck's sake. I don't know. I'm not really that excited for it, but anyway.
I don't know. It's a bit weird.
But not literally.
Do you wish you were a Dollartron?
No.
That's such a weird question.
Dollartron.
The most notable Dollartron, Jamie.
Yes.
Is Scarlett, the daughter of one of Pig's Russian victims. I don't know why the Russian part is useful. Anyway.
That's just so you can have the accent.
Yeah.
I love the Russian
Scarlett.
Accent. Scarlett. Beautiful.
Scarlett. Pig was prevented from completing her transformation, and she remained sane. So I guess they go insane? Well, they're mind-controlled, so she knows she's a Dollartron, I guess. It's very confusing, this Dollartron concept.
Yeah, wow.
She later joins the Red Hood as his sidekick, which is weird. Her mask eventually wears off by itself, but there may be lasting damage.
That sounds very far down the storyline.
Yeah,
so I don't think any of that's going to be in Gotham.
No. Definitely no robots and fucking mind. Well, mind control. Eventually, if they do the Mad Hatter, they kind of have to.
Oh yeah, well that's his ability.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
But otherwise I don't see that happening. They'll probably keep it where he's like a straight up like Hannibal style serial killer who is just, I don't know, hacking people wearing a pig mask. I don't know.
That's fine.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Because people always make fun of Professor Pig because it sounds silly.
It does sound silly.
But if they make it weird enough, I think you can make every Batman villain good. Like, nice and dark and fucked up.
Some of them you can't.
Even Calendar Man.
No, you see, that's where you're wrong.
Even Calendar Man.
There's like a...
Can you imagine if in the Nolan universe, Calendar Man shows up and every single day...
There's a Clock Man, isn't there? I can't remember his
name. The
Clock
King, yeah.
Clock King, that's it. Clock... No, you can't make him good.
You can.
No, it's too specific is what I'm saying.
Can you imagine his house is like just there's thousands of clocks all ticking?
I know. Yeah. But it... Anyway. There are better. I'm just saying that... I'm not saying he's rubbish. I'm just saying there are much better ideas for villains.
Yeah.
That have more, you know, depth to them.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is... Nolan could have potentially taken any of these villains, even the
he got it right with
creepy.
Scarecrow. I'm glad he did Scarecrow, and I'm glad he did Joker, of course.
Yeah.
Bane, not so.
Come on.
Interested in? Oh no! It's like if someone tells me, "Oh, Bane's going to be in film," I was like,
"Oh yeah."
Okay, I guess that's.
I felt the same way. I was like,
"Well, all right." Yeah. And I was like, I'm not saying Tom Hardy's not an absolutely fantastic actor, and he absolutely does his best to try and make that interesting. And I adore Michel Coutier.
Marion Coutier.
Oh, Marion Coutier, sorry.
Do it properly.
Marion Coutier, who's doing another film at the moment. I've seen the poster for it. Yeah, and she looks hot. Again.
Again. Yeah. Talia al Ghul herself. Oh, spoilers? No, everyone knows by now.
Okay.
What was I going to say? So like, imagine Calendar Man.
Yes.
Monday, every Monday.
God fuck's sake.
He bombs somewhere in Gotham.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah.
He stabs someone.
Every Tuesday. This is like, fucking busy.
Every day of the week, he does something different, but you don't know where it's going to strike. That's creepy. Egghead.
I don't know.
Imagine if Egghead, like, he's this bald guy.
Yeah.
And he was bullied as a child.
Yeah, but
because he was bald.
Yeah, but if you compare that kind of very 1960s idea of a villain to Joker now, like Joker is kind of manipulative. He wants to kind of destroy society's norms and stuff like that. They're far more interesting concepts than every Monday I'm going to blow up a fucking building.
Why is he talking like
that? I don't know.
Calendar Man's voice.
I know.
Every Monday.
Yeah, I know. But that's the thing. It's more like an announcer from the freaking
for like 1920s radio.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know, yeah,
oh man,
watch well, out, Batman! Well, every Monday I'm gonna blow up something.
Oh, it sounds like Squirrely could be a villain at this point. On that note,
yes,
to the bad poles.
To the bad poles.
You didn't do the music. There you go. Arrow, your favorite show of all time.
I've not watched any of it.
I know.
It looks so cheesy. I just can't.
Come on, it's a topless guy with a green mask. What's
There's
not to like?
As well,
what's yeah. not to like, Jamie?
I don't know.
Squirrely and I watch it all the time.
Squirrely.
He sits on my lap, watches Arrow. Occasionally he's like, he's hot.
He's a boy.
He's not a boy. He's like 30 something.
No, Squirrely.
So?
Squirrely's a little young boy.
Boys can like boys.
No, I don't mean that. I mean that he's only like 6 weeks old.
That's the problem. He's a squirrel. Oh my God, Jimmy.
Oh, Squirrely. But he's an adult squirrel. He can make his own choices.
He can appreciate the male.
I don't know why we're doing
human form.
This joke has gone too weird.
Joker.
This joke.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought you said Joker. Love that joke.
Oh,
so Arrow.
Yes.
Liam Neeson expressed some interest in an interview to play Ra's al Ghul, whatever it is, people. Get over it. I'm going to say Ra's al Ghul forever.
Razi al Ghuli.
No. anything but that. Even Ra's al Ghul, which still Ra's sounds weird. Because it looks like Ra's. I don't know. He expressed interest in playing Ra's al Ghul in Arrow.
Okay.
He was
Is
like,
he desperate or something?
No, he was like, if you don't cast me in this role, I'll take your daughter. I will find you.
Yeah. No, didn't I read?
I have a very specific
set
of skills.
Didn't I read like a really weird headline? This may be fake, but like Liam Neeson agreed to do Taken 3 only if no one gets taken.
Really?
Yeah, some stupid headline that I read. I was what? Like, that sounds like Liam Neeson.
Oh, they should make him a vampire hunter and call it Staken. just saying.
Oh no, that's terrible.
Why?
But funny but terrible.
Ah, good. I have a crossbow with a stake attached to it.
They tried to do who did they try to do that with?
Abraham Lincoln.
No, Van Helsing. Who was in Van Helsing? Go on. Oh, there you go. Connect Van Helsing to Batman. I don't think it's that difficult.
6 degrees of Batman. Well, you know, Van Helsing. What's the easiest way to connect? I know Hugh Jackman plays.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
Van Helsing. Kate Beckinsale's in that, and she's fucking
awful.
Oh
yes,
awful.
Yes, Kate Beckinsale.
God, she's bad in that movie.
She doesn't do much.
She's bad. Yeah. She's so bad.
You can do Jackman.
We
go
can
on.
Do a Hugh Jackman.
Jackman,
yeah.
Go on, Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Is Wolverine.
Yes,
but I'm not gonna go down that route.
No,
because that's difficult.
He's also in a film called Australia.
Oh.
With.
Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
Who was in Batman Forever.
Exactly.
Well done. Yes. We have connected someone to Nicole Kidman before, though.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't free.
It was a different route.
Exactly.
It was a different route via Australia.
What the fuck? How did you get to Australia?
Well, it's because I've not seen that film, but I remember all the fucking trailers and posters of it, and it's always just Jackman and Kidman, because they're like, look at Australia, look at our actors, we have actors.
This really needed to be a musical. I have that film.
Do you?
I borrowed it from a friend. I borrowed it for years. I've never seen it. Because it's long. I don't have time to sit through the whole of Australia.
Who names a film after a country? You've got sentences. I know there are sentences whereby, you know, blah, 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 America, blah, 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 this. But like...
Like just the country.
Just the country. Just Australia. It represents the whole of Australia.
There's Brazil.
That's true. But that has nothing to do with Brazil.
I was waiting for you to do that. It's like, fuck you, Adam. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. There's no film.
Because there is a film called This Is England.
I know.
But it's not just England.
There's a film called Tokyo. But it's a collection of short films about
that's
Tokyo.
A city. Yeah. I can understand that. I can understand a city because it's a more narrow, specific idea.
I don't think there's a... no, I can't think of more. I know there is more, but anyway. You didn't let me finish my story.
Sorry, go on.
I forgot about the story I was telling. Anyway, Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
Is going to be an arrow.
Okay.
Which already I was like, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's going
to
be
weird. They ran out of arrow villains, so they're just like, well, I guess we have to introduce Batman villains.
What? No, yeah, I guess.
But it's not going to be played by Liam Neeson. So someone like got him all hyped up in the interview, and turns out they just went someone else.
It's probably money.
Yeah, you think?
It's probably money. I think he probably costs quite a lot to get to get on.
I don't think anyone's going to take a pay cut to be an arrow.
Arrow doesn't really look like the real kind of high production value money
exactly thing. He could, I mean, it would make sense. The good thing about Ra's al Ghul is that he's meant to like be able to revive himself and shit.
Yes, yeah, he's so slightly indestructible.
Yeah, so you could literally have him in Gotham if you wanted as Liam.
He's a bit like Doctor Who in that sense,
I guess, although that's more questionable. It's just like, oh, they invented this idea of the regeneration just because they wanted to change the fucking actor.
Yeah, but it means it can go on forever.
Oh, it can anyway.
No,
just have the same actor for as long as you can.
No, I like it. I like the idea. I'm not a massive fan of Doctor Who, but I like the idea that he can regenerate and he becomes someone different each time. It gives an actor a new actor an opportunity to take a different route
Doctor
with
Who,
the character.
That could be a good Batman villain, Doctor Who.
How? He's not a villain.
No, not the
you
actual
You mean the
Doctor
Master.
Who. Just the name, good. Doctor Who. What kind of Batman villain would he be?
I don't know.
You never know who he is.
I guess.
Like, it could be Alfred for all you know.
That's Clayface.
You're right.
And by the way, I'd love to see a film, because I don't think there is a film with Clayface.
Clayface isn't a doctor.
I love Clayface as an idea. I think he's a really cool villain.
They can never make it in a live action film though. It'll look shit.
I guess it will look like Sandman from Spider-Man 3.
We don't want that.
I guess I know what you mean. Yeah. I know what you mean.
But as a character, it's good.
Yeah.
So again, it's like a bit more supernatural than I usually tend to like. But I think the character is interesting enough that they can pull it off.
I don't know. I know what you mean.
He's a clay man.
I know, but the thing is that his background is not supernatural. His background is it's a chemical that he gets addicted to that change that gives him the ability to change his face.
Yeah,
and he gets dunked in the entire stuff so he can change his whole body.
Yeah,
at will. No, I know
he's an actor.
I'm just saying there's a.
The story
there's
of
a loose, a very, very loose scientific background to that one, rather than like the magician, you know, like
the magician.
Oh, there's a magic guy, isn't there? Oh. And I've forgotten his name.
Wait, in the animated series?
No. There's a magic villain in fucking Batman.
Magic.
I can't remember his name, but there are some characters that are more supernatural than others.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I know that, but yeah, so are you going to watch Arrow now you know Ra's al Ghul's in it?
No.
Okay. We talked about Shibatman. Shibatman.
Yeah.
You know Shibatman.
Yes, I know Shibatman.
We watched that video.
Yeah.
Just, this isn't even news. It's just,
I love it. It's so
Japan
brilliant.
Has a Batman.
So yeah, around Tokyo.
Shiba.
Shiba. Shiba's in Tokyo, isn't it? No.
No idea.
No. Sorry. My bad.
It's a place in Japan.
There's a guy who rides around on a reverse trike, it's called, because you've got two wheels at the front, one wheel at the back.
Okay. It's the Shabbat pod.
Yeah.
But he looks ass.
And it's Japanese Batman.
Yeah.
And it looked really good.
He does.
The costume
looks great.
The vehicle looked really good. I mean, he's going for...
Well, the vehicle, I mean.
The vehicle, he's trying to make it look like the...
The Batpod.
The Batpod.
But it's
not, though.
It's nowhere near a school.
No, but the thing is if you really made the Batpod, it wouldn't be legal. Like, it just wouldn't be a legal vehicle. Yeah.
The wheels on that thing are fucking huge.
Yeah, I know. So there's that whole issue. But it's nice. I like it.
He just goes around taking pictures
of people. It's very, you know, and he does the voice.
Yeah.
Which I love.
In Japanese.
Yeah, of course.
Which actually sounds really cool.
I know. Yeah. No, it does sound cool.
Sounds very anime.
Yeah. Cute. I like the fact that even in the interview, he stayed in character. And stuff.
Yeah,
and,
that's funny.
And people felt quite positive about it. But as I was saying to you at the time when I saw that news story, was in Japan, or at least when I went to Tokyo, you do see people casually cosplaying. Like, you know, as just a relief. And I was able to speak to a couple of casual cosplayers.
Oh, did you?
And what I mean by that is that after work, someone will go to a bathroom and get changed into their cosplay so that they can be in their cosplay for the rest of the day.
That's going to take fucking ages, no?
No, because some of the cosplays are easier to do.
Oh, yeah, you know, okay.
Than others. They can just.
But if they're the ones with like loads of makeup.
And it wouldn't be those. It wouldn't be those. Right, it's simpler things like masks and stuff like that. And, you know, and they're very welcoming of other people to come up and take pictures and stuff like that. And no, it's interesting. I like that. It's cool.
One day I'd like to cosplay as Ryo Hazuki, the character from Shenmue.
That's easy.
Jeans
and a shirt and a fucking spiky hair.
Obviously, I'm not going to like make myself look Japanese.
Yeah.
Really wrong.
Really impossible for you.
Yeah. But, you know, if there's a Japanese Batman, they can be a French Ryo Hazuki.
No, they can't.
I can walk around like the countryside in France.
Can you pick someone else?
Why?
Like Akira, you know?
Akira's not a guy.
Akira is a guy.
What?
You can pick actually Akira, the Akira in Akira. There's a guy that he's really easy to do, actually.
Do we see him in the movie?
Yeah, you do. You do see him.
Really?
You do see him.
When? Yeah. Oh, is it like...
The very end, it's just a flash. Yeah. And then you see him. Oh, but sorry, you can do Kaneda. That's Kaneda, the intro one. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a cool costume.
Yeah. Because the red kind of leather jacket and the red, you know, trousers.
Or Tetsuo, you can have the cape.
Yeah, Tetsuo, you can have the ripped white top and the red cape.
Yeah,
red
that cape. Superman cape he puts on. Yeah, but still.
Obviously Superman. Yeah, that's
yeah. But still,
they make it super long in the comic.
Yeah, it's did like a little mashup. You saw, you remember that mashup? Yeah, Super Tetsuo.
But yeah, no, it's
see Batman.
I'm trying to think other anime characters we could do a version of. Americans or English could do a version of their superheroes.
Yeah. Well, there's loads. I mean, I'm sure they do in Comic Cons.
Yeah, no, I know. But, like...
Just walking around as
American,
that character.
It's one of the things American studios haven't done yet, if you think about it, is they've never tried to recreate an anime as such. Do you know what I mean? Like, do their own version of, say, Death Note. You know?
Well, we saw fucking Speed Racer.
I don't count that.
You don't count that?
The reason why I don't count that is
Dragon Ball Evolution.
That's true, but
fantastic
that was
film. Fantastic film.
It's so ass.
I'm sure there's
I
more
don't
well.
Mean in that way. I meant a series. I meant a TV series.
Oh, I see. Oh,
like a TV series of a TV series in Japan. You know,
there's
like
no
based
need for
on.
That. There's really no need. She Batman.
Yes.
I want to go and meet him. Although we met a Batman at that convention. But she Batman somehow looks better.
Yeah. I know my brother's going to be screaming at me now because he's going to be like, Shiba's not in fucking Tokyo, you fucking asshole.
Shiba sounds like cat food.
And also there's some debate whether or not it's Shiba or Chiba.
is the debate among yourself and yourself?
Yeah, because that's the way we spell shit. So... I don't know. That's how we spell stuff. Like, because we have soft C's and hard C's.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Thank
Ch
you.
Is a hard C. And
thank you.
Sh is a soft C.
Thank you, Professor.
And we're
Pig.
Fucking stupid because we also have K's.
And CK's and all that shit.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes, I saw the photograph of him as Lex Luthor. And he doesn't look at all menacing.
There's a picture of him as Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
That's not even my fucking news.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
I know
thought that was what you were going to talk
no,
about.
No, there's like pictures on set of him covering his head.
Oh.
Where he looks like a little old lady.
Well, the picture I saw was, it said, oh, Jesse Eisenberg is Lex Luthor, and he's got hair, and I was just like...
Yeah. That was the whole, not controversy, but every like the only Batman v Superman news there was, is he bald or does he have hair?
Okay.
And I don't know. They always have trouble with that, with Lex Luthor. It's just, in the first Superman movie, he's got hair. Like the original Superman movie. And then the second one, turns out he's bald.
Kevin Spacey's bald
straight away.
Yeah.
Which is good, I guess.
Mm.
In Smallville.
He's bald,
but in the first episode as a kid, he's got hair.
Right, so, yeah.
But then when Superman lands...
like me, then.
Yeah. When Superman lands, the ship, like, makes something... like, the whole cornfield bursts into flames and his hair like that, I think.
Okay.
Something like that. So it's
Superman. To be honest, even if your hair got burnt off, it would still grow back.
I know. But it's Superman's fault that Lex Luthor's bald. I thought that was funny in Smallville.
That's why he
inherently hates him.
Oh, cool.
I'm bald because of you. It's like, yes. So
okay. that's the reason to fucking, you know, put everyone in danger.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a big deal, Lex.
That kind of sounds like an Austin Powers villain.
I know, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, dear.
Can you link Mike Myers to Batman?
Fuck.
Come on.
Was Kim Basinger in one of the Batmans? No.
Yeah.
Wayne's World. There you go. Done.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Although,
fucking gotcha.
Is it Wayne's World or Wayne's World 2? I don't remember myself.
It's two. It's two.
It's pretty easy. It's the same. The same applies.
Yeah.
How the fuck did you remember that?
Ah!
Hate you so much. That's like 1 degree.
Yes! Fuck you!
You bastard.
I feel good about myself for remembering.
I know. Well done.
Like little cameo. Yeah.
I'm proud of you. So that Ice Bucket Challenge thing is dying out.
Good. Yeah. No, I've seen some alternatives as well, actually. I saw
Bill Murray?
Not Bill Murray, sorry. I saw... who am I thinking of?
Charlie Sheen?
No, I'm thinking of the guy who did Religious.
Bill Maher. Really?
He did it. He did one where he set himself alight.
What?
Well, he did the ice bucket challenge. Then he put gasoline on himself.
What?
Because like he was trying to bring up that other diseases and other things.
Yeah.
Kill more people, like malaria. So.
Okay.
Which was good. And also, I saw one by a guy called Tom Scott, who has a YouTube channel, and he did a really interesting one where he actually explained a bit about ALS. So
yeah. Some of them don't even like mention it, or like they do mention it, but they don't even.
No, they've got some people get too much into the challenge and not the whole concept, and you know other people. You know, some people do a better job than others, obviously. But
well, you know, last time I said Zack Snyder did it and Wonder Woman did it. Yeah. Well, and I was like, Henry Cavill hasn't done it.
Yeah.
He has now.
Oh, cool.
He wearing the whole this Superman
is
get up.
You know how we would say this is a viral marketing campaign,
and Amy Adams as well.
This isn't just a viral marketing campaign. This is a viral cultural event, because the thing is that. Someone's actually realized if I make it, it's kind of like an old fashioned chain email.
It is, yeah. It's
you
like
know,
a
it's
chain
like,
letter.
If you don't
yeah.
send this to 10 people, you'll die in a week.
Yeah.
And by the way, what do you think that's referencing?
I don't know.
The Ring.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something Batman related.
No. But the Ring, the whole concept of the Ring was you have to make someone else watch the tape so that you're no longer cursed.
Was that the thing?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, if you watch it, you're going to die.
Yeah, no, but the way in which you could make sure you don't die is by making sure someone else watches it before you.
Is that it?
So they become cursed instead.
Oh, okay.
Unless I'm thinking of another Japanese horror film.
Maybe.
But then...
Yeah. I don't know. No, I mean, it's possible. I haven't seen it in a while.
It might not be The Ring. It might be 2. Sorry, that might be 2. Ring 2.
Ring... Oh, really?
Sorry.
Maybe, I don't know.
I can't remember exactly which one. But
I remember, I've seen Ring 2 like 3 times. I don't fucking remember what it was about.
And there's Zero as well, which I cannot for the life of me remember.
I know, I can't remember that shit.
I don't remember it being very good.
I remember loving the original Ring though.
Oh, of course, yes.
Much more than the American one.
Oh, God.
But yeah.
CGI in the bloody American one was so bad.
They've raised loads of money, like crazy amounts of money.
What?
For ALS. Ice Bucket Challenge, which is good.
Look, that's absolutely fine. It's just, I'm very picky about my charities because I like to investigate them about how much they spend on admin and advertising, stuff like that.
I mean, hopefully it's going to the right
places.
And
I'll mention one, by the way. I will mention one. Great Ormond Street.
Great Ormond Street.
Yeah, which is a children's hospital in London.
Okay.
And a very, very worthy charity.
Okay.
Anyway.
Cool. There's some news, but I mean it's DC related, more than Batman related, so we'll just mention it. We won't talk about it really.
Yeah.
We can talk about it on our other podcast.
Yeah.
What's that one called, Jamie?
Something big.
The big squirrely
wind.
Wind. Squirrely wind. Is squirrely involved at all?
Be Kind Rewind?
Be Kind. Yes, that's it.
Be Kind Rewind.
Yeah, Michel Gondry's Be Kind Rewind. That's our other podcast.
Hello and welcome to The Big Rewind. The podcast where we talk about new movies and then rewind back to talk about older movies and more retro-themed topics.
Yeah, do the news.
Let's do the big news! It was meant to be called Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
Not Hawaiian.
Planning a new Masters of the Universe movie.
There was an old one?
You didn't see it? It was so bad. What happens in Paddington Bear?
I'm a bear.
It's time, as always, for the big review. Channing Tatum's character just talking to a squirrel. The big recall is when we recommend a film to watch or recommend a film to avoid. Of the afternoon and it. It
wins.
Wins.
A nipple looks like a nipple. It doesn't matter if it's on a man or a woman.
I've never been offended by a nipple.
Go get everyone.
Everyone?
Everyone!
Dumbass.
The big rewind.
The big rewind. Yeah, it's what it is. So we'll talk about more about that. But The Rock is going to be entering the DC universe.
Dwayne Johnson.
Balls first.
Really?
Well,
Dwayne Johnson is going to be in a DC
comic. Feet first, not balls first. But he's been cast as a villain in Shazam. And what? That's
sorry,
the name.
It's just the way you said Shazam.
You can't say Shazam without screaming.
I know.
He's going to be playing a character called Black Adam.
Okay.
Yeah. Who wears like a... Black
I know
Shazam
nothing
costume.
About Shazam,
I know nothing about Black Adam. So
or Shazam for that matter.
But apparently
it makes it more appealing with Dwayne Johnson in there.
Yeah.
So okay.
I would like to read more about him, but that could take forever. And I'll look into it for the big rewind. So that's something to look forward to.
Love
the phone
it.
Just made a noise.
Sorry.
What was that? Do you fart when you fart?
It's just an email.
Because you're so into technology that when you fart, it makes that sound.
Okay.
Sorry. That's probably not true. All right. So it's time to end with a riddle.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
How about you ready?
I guess I never get these because I'm terrible at riddles. I mean, you can literally tell me a riddle like, what's up but not down? And I'd be like,
my deck. Yeah. Like, no.
Clouds. Oh, no, because fog. I don't know.
Fog?
The sun? Yeah.
No. It won't be that. Well, sometimes they're so bad that they feel like old jokes like your grandma would say, it's just like, oh, everyone knows the answer to that one.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, French grandmas.
Yeah. I think this one you might know, because it's silly enough. Riddle me this, James.
God fucking hell.
What room
can
no one enter?
Panic room.
You're an idiot. Everyone can enter a panic room if they have a panic room.
Yeah, I know, but then no one can if you push the button.
No, but you need to be inside to push the button.
Yeah, that's true.
That's flawed.
That film with Samuel L. Jackson, the 1802 or whatever it was.
1408. You can't enter that room. It's just dangerous.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Probably like a room.
Are you okay?
In the hotel from The Shining. There's a room that no one can...
Again, you probably shouldn't enter it. Like 217 or 237. But there's creepy, naked zombie ladies waiting for you.
Wait, a room that you can't enter.
This joke is as old as time itself.
I know, but I'm terrible at this shit.
It's like probably one of those jokes that hit in England. You can get biscuits called penguins.
Yeah, I love penguins.
And they have, which is fitting to Batman, I guess.
Yeah.
And they have stupid fucking jokes on them.
Oh, yes, they do. They do. But they're
riddles,
like,
really.
They're like things like, what's black and white, black and white, black and white, black and white.
It's a penguin. Loads of penguins.
No, it's a, it's a penguin rolling down a hill.
Oh, right, yes. Well done.
What's black and white and red all over?
A dead penguin.
An embarrassed penguin. Because he's red.
I know.
Sorry. Give me the answer. Cause
I'll handle the riddles. God damn it.
Oh, dear.
So what room can no one enter? Final answer.
What's black and white has 16 wheels?
I don't want to know, but go on.
Zebra roller skates.
Zebra roller skates? Or zebras on roller skates?
On.
All right, okay.
Anyway.
The zebra roller skates are just... They have wheels because they're roller skates. That's nothing special.
No, give me the answer. I can't be bothered.
Come on. One last guess. I'll give you one last guess. What room can no one enter?
The bathroom after I've been in it.
You dumbass. Mushroom.
Oh, God. It's so much worse than I thought.
It's about as bad as the ones you came up with just now.
I know, but it's... Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's so painful.
Yeah.
What's a room you got?
I'm sorry. So we were talking about Kate Beckinsale.
Yes.
Briefly. Connect her to Batman, please.
Oh, come on. What? Oh, fuck. I don't know enough of her films. I only know Underworld.
That's a shame. Well, she's done enough Underworld movies that you can fucking...
Oh, yeah, but I've not seen them because I don't like her. I like her look, but I don't, you know... Shut up. Stuff in my room.
Shut up. Squirrel is texting you. Better answer.
Yeah.
He's like, milk. You've been feeding milk to Squirrely.
Who the fuck is in Underworld?
Haven't you?
Is Ryan Reynolds in those?
I don't think so. No, you're confusing it with Blade Trinity.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. She's not in any of that crap.
No. I mean, it's the same film, but... So,
I don't know.
Kate Beckinsale.
I don't know.
Go on IMDb.
No, I'm not going on IMDb. I'm just making things so they don't make noises.
Oh, right, okay. Jamie?
Yes. Just.
You have too many devices. You've got a tablet. You've got a slightly bigger tablet. You've got a fucking phone. You've got a computer. You got. This is no way to live, Jamie.
Oh, shut up.
or is it the only way to live? Kate Beckinsale.
I just can't remember any actors or what else has she been in. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I know she's been in like 30 films in her entire life.
She was in the Adam Sandler film Click.
Great. Another film I haven't seen or ever will watch. But you did connect it to Adam Sandler. That gives me at least a little bit of wiggle room.
Well, it's a shame because Walken was in that movie. You could have linked it to Batman Returns. But you can't now. So Click is off the table. See, I help you, but every time I help you, take it away from me.
I can't do Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale.
Seriously, I can't.
Come
do
on.
I just said I can't do it.
All right. She was in the new Total Recall movie.
Was she?
Oh, God,
fuck,
yes.
You know, I haven't seen it. I'd like refuse to see
it. You know who's
shit.
In it.
Yeah, I know. Colin.
Yeah. Go on.
Who's in Seven Psychopaths with... Walken.
Yeah, no, we've done that already.
Oh,
we've done Seven Psychopaths.
All right. I can't do Seven Psychopaths
no,
at all?
Can't. Not at all, no.
Oh, I was going to go Sam Rockwell.
It's off limits.
Oh, fucking hell. Who's in, there you go, who's in Training Day? Not Training, is it Training Day? Is it Insomnia or, no, not Insomnia.
Maybe it is Training Day.
I think it Recruit, The Recruit. Is it The Recruit?
Yeah, with Al Pacino?
With Al Pacino.
Yeah, yeah.
Pacino.
Come on now.
Pacino, who has done a film with Val. He's done a film with Val. I'm sure he's done a film with
Val Kilmer.
Yeah. What's it called? I can't remember what it's called.
Heat.
No. Is it? Yeah, it's Heat, isn't it? It's Heat.
It just screams it.
It's Heat, isn't it?
It is Heat.
Yeah, yeah. It's Heat. Damn, I was just so close.
Yeah, you're not any closer to finding a connection. No, I get it. Okay.
Kilmer.
Yeah, Kilmer's Batman. But we've done that already.
Of course we have. For fuck's sake, you can't like say no to the Batmans. It's like,
no, but we've done it with Heat as well, I think.
Have we done it with
think we have.
Oh, because we did De Niro.
Yeah. You can't go that way.
Al Pacino.
Go back to Pacino. You can do it through Pacino.
Yeah,
you just can't
do it from Pacino.
Although, was it Kiss Kiss Bang Bang that addicted to Val Kilmer? I might be being
Pacino,
an asshole and not letting you.
Who?
I'm just torturing you at this point.
Yeah, I know you are.
I'm like Professor Pig and his Dollartrons.
Oh, God.
Do my bidding.
Pacino.
That's my Professor Pig voice.
Pacino's in.
Sounds like Brian Blessed.
I'm going through like Pacino's films, but like he doesn't really play amongst other massive actors, I guess.
Dollartron.
Well, he's in Insomnia with
Robin Williams.
Exactly. And Robin Williams.
Which we totally already connected
to
Batman.
Yeah, I know we have. I've got to do it a different way now, haven't I?
Yeah. Who else is in that film, Insomnia? Well, we can't go through Insomnia because Christopher Nolan directed it.
Yay!
We've done it.
Oh, have we done that? Oh, no. Damn.
Colin Farrell was in The Imaginarium
of Dr. Parnassus with Heath Ledger.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was the Joker.
Yeah.
There you go.
God, I just gave that to you.
Yeah, thank you. That is a good connection, but I'm kind of sad we've just used that because that's Depp. That's Johnny
Depp.
Depp
is in there, works with Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we've done the Tim Burton, but that's another way to Batman through Depp, because Depp is in Dr. Parnassus.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So
Jude Law's in that, which I don't know how to connect him to fucking...
Well, that would have been the way.
Yeah,
you
know.
Jude
Law was in I Heart Huckabees.
He's in... he's in...
Dustin Hoffman...
Jude Law is in...
Who was in...
AI.
With Robin Williams.
He's in AI.
Who? Jude Law?
Jude Law
is
in AI.
He's a robot prostitute.
Yeah. Directed by Kubrick, who...
Well, Spielberg mostly.
And Spielberg.
Yeah.
Sorry, and Spielberg.
Mostly Spielberg, though.
You just go fucking Spielberg to any film ever with an actor who has Batman.
Yeah.
It's just... Whatever. There you go.
Okay. Spielberg to Batman.
I'm just saying...
that's really easy.
You know.
Can you do Spielberg to Batman?
Spielberg directed...
We'll end on that.
I'm trying to think of a really convoluted way of doing it. Like, Spielberg directed Indiana Jones with The Crystal Skull, which has Shia LaBeouf in it.
Oh, God, okay.
And Shia LaBeouf is in a film.
Was famous for a while, but now he's not famous anymore.
Yeah, but was in a film with... I'm trying to think of an obscure Shia LaBeouf film, and I don't really know them.
Dumb and Dumberer?
Was he in Dumb... Is he going to be in Dumb and Dumber?
No, he was in Dumb and Dumberer.
Dumb and Dumberer, which...
You have
fucking
no idea.
Jim Carrey's not,
no.
not in that, so I can't
Eugene
fucking
Levy
connect that.
Who? Eugene Levy.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay.
He's the dad in American Pie.
We're going really off key here.
Yeah, no. Okay, Shia LaBeouf was in what films?
Transformers.
Yeah, okay. So
with Megan Fox.
No, don't go to Megan Fox.
You should have been Catwoman, by the
way. In, like, two movies. So...
Sorry, why?
Forget Megan Fox. So, Transformers... I'm sure we've done this before. Shia LaBeouf's in Transformers.
Yeah, we...
Think of the side actors, like John Malkovich.
Yeah, John Malkovich is in it.
Who should be Mr. Freeze? He'd make a good Mr. Freeze.
He would make a good Mr. Freeze. Malkovich. I'm trying to think of like Malkovich, who plays alongside George Clooney in Burn After Reading.
Okay.
Well Batman.
Done. Well done, go. Sir. Well done.
There you go.
Oh, man, that was tiring.
No, I know, but I prefer that, like going around the houses in order to figure out one. Because it's not interesting just to go like 1 degree, which is what I did earlier. Yeah. I know.
You would have been probably, it would have probably been easier for you to collect squirrely to Batman at this point. Fucking hell. Through your cat. Oh, and, dear. Yeah, yourself. And, yeah, God. Yeah, just,
what the fuck? Oh, dear. All right.
Yeah.
That was fun. Thank
that
you.
That was fun. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll be back next time with probably the last show before we do. We actually talk.
I
about
really
that,
hope so.
Yeah. So yeah, look out all for right. the next final pre, and we'll try and watch some Batman stuff because we didn't read this week. And talk about it. You've been Gothamized.
And make sure you send us a postcard.
You've been Gothamized. Sorry, it sounded like that when I said it. Anyway, bye bye.
Squirrely.